Moms are awesome. They really are. Now, two things about that video. Always gets me. That one kid that was all dirty. If it wasn't for a mom, that kid would have never been cleaned up. Dads are like, ugh. You know, or we would have taken a hose to him or something. And then I was that kid that flipped on the bike and helmet. I think that was Gianna. Wasn't it, Gianna? Well, moms teach us about God, and they really do. What is the greatest accomplishment a person can achieve in life? And actually, I already kind of gave you this answer as we began the service. Jeremiah points this out in verse chapter 9, verse 23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Boy, there's a lot of people out there on the internet, academic world, and those ivory towers want to show everybody how smart they are. Let the mighty man glory in his might. Boy, we see this a lot. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that you understand and knows me. That he understands and knows me. That's all that matters. You can be the wisest man in the world, the richest, strongest. In the end, if you don't know God, it doesn't matter. That I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, says the Lord. How do we get to know God? How do we get to understand God? Well, he's given us ways to know him. One, it's an incredible book where you can find out what God thinks, his heart, his mind. You find out a lot about God in this book. This book that is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing in the very heart and soul of a person. Special revelation from God. The Holy Spirit caused 40 writers to write 66 books that fit beautifully together, revealing himself to us. And in the book, you meet Jesus. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. In him, bodily, is the Godhead. You want to know what God is like? Study Jesus. But there's another way that God reveals himself to us, and that's through his creation. The universe, the world, tells us a lot about God. And inside that creation, he's revealed himself in many different ways. But one I wanted to focus on this morning is Genesis 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Both the man and the woman are made in the image of God. Both show us aspects of who God is, but in different ways. Today I want to focus on the women, especially mothers, because they show us some amazing aspects of who God truly is, more so than men show these aspects. And the first one is compassion. Compassion. Most of the time, generally, it's women who are compassionate, moms who have compassion. And it's a beautiful, beautiful trait. You see, there was a story in the Bible, where two mothers both had babies. But in the middle of the night, one of the babies passed away. And in the morning, the dead child was discovered, and both moms laid claim to the child who was alive. claiming that was their child. And the dispute went before the king, King Solomon. And this is what he said. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 23. And the king said, "This one says, 'This is my son who lives, and your son is the dead one.' And the other says, 'No, but your son is the dead one, and my son is the living one.' Then the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' So they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, 'Divide the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other.'" Verse 28, "Then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king, for she yearned with compassion for her son. And she said, 'Oh, my Lord, give her the living child, and by no means kill him.' But the other said, 'Let him be neither mine nor yours, but divide him.' So the king answered and said, 'Give the first woman the living child, and by no means kill him. She is his mother.'" The compassion. The putting her son before herself and willing to let him go and be raised by another woman just so that he could live. Her compassion. The other one had no compassion. Her grief and misery of losing her child just stripped anything from her. Her own humanity and dignity, where she was wanting someone else to be in suffering with her. And so she was willing to have the other child killed. But the one mom, the true mom, was filled with compassion for her child. And it moved her to look out for what is best for the child. See, God is a God of compassion. Psalms 86 tells us, "But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion." Do you understand? This is the God of the Old Testament they're talking about. The one you always hear claims that he's evil and mean and judgmental and just the terrible, fearful. And guess what? If you choose to go against God, okay, he's going to be those things. But you don't have to go against God. Because if you go with God and you become his child, he's going to have compassion for you. "But you, O Lord, are God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, extreme patience with you." Long-suffering is patience with people. We can deal, maybe, there's a lot of things out here in the world that circumstances and things that, you know, we have to have patience with or can drive us crazy. But people are unique. Maybe it's family members. Maybe it's I'm not going to name anything. Get myself in trouble up here. What'd you say?
A blower.
Yeah. Yeah, I threw the blower across the parking lot yesterday. Thanks for highlighting that, Mark. I'm going to write Mark's name down. God is patient with us. So patient with us. And abundant in mercy and truth. Mom, show us compassion. And in so, they're showing us an aspect of God. Sacrifice is the next one. During the days when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, Pharaoh had given the command that all male babies of all the Israelites should be put to death. For the Egyptians were afraid the Israelites were becoming too many and too powerful. But there was a mom who had a son. We see this in Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. "And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months, hiding him, keeping him alive, at the cost of her own life if she's found. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, covered it with asphalt and pitch, and put the child in it and laid it in the reeds by the riverbank. And we know this is Moses. She's risking her own life so her son can live. She's willing to lay it down so he can live. And the story goes that Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river and found baby Moses. And she adopted him. And there was more sacrifice on Moses' mother's part. Now she had to let her child be raised by another one. Another woman. God was gracious and she was able to still be there for some period of time. But basically, he was raised with another mom. She sacrificed her physical life. She sacrificed her chance to be a mom so he could live. See, God is a God of sacrifice. God the Father, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Such a verse we've heard so many times, and maybe it just rolls off your lips or through your mind quickly and out, but I know the ladies in the Monday night Bible study, this last week's lesson was the relationship between God the Father and the Son. And when he delved into the deep aspects of that relationship, their relationship, they're one God, but they're three distinct persons. And God the Father and God the Son, there's this unique relationship of Christ being found in the bosom of God. The love they have, the relationship they have is perfect and full of love. And for God to send his only begotten, to put on human flesh, to suffer, that was the sacrifice. Sacrifice of God the Son, Ephesians 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. God sacrificed for us. The religions of the world and their false gods and their false doctrines tell you to sacrifice for them. You are the sacrifice. It is you who needs to prove yourself to their gods. We have nothing to prove to God. He already knows us. And we don't have to sacrifice to God. He sacrificed himself. He's a God of sacrifice. A God who left his place on high and humbled himself. Which is the next one. Humbleness. Oh, moms are so humble. I've been amazed watching Wendy over the years with the children. What moms sacrifice, what moms put up with to take care of their children. Remember the Christmas story. The angel came to Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For God, nothing will be impossible. But look at verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. That day, Mary woke up. She had her whole life ahead of her. Who knows what her plans were? Being a young Jewish girl under Roman occupation during the first century, probably not a lot was open, but we all have dreams. We all have ideas of what we want to do with the life that we have, right? But what I find so amazing, on a day she had no idea it was coming, an angel shows up and says, here's what God wants from you. And she didn't argue. She didn't go, wait a minute, what about me? What do I want? What about what I want? No, she immediately humbled herself before God. Just as her son, many years later, would say to the Father in the garden, not my will, but yours be done. The humbleness of Mary. The humbleness of moms as they give up of their time to take care of a sick child so dad can sleep. Dad's got to get up and work in the morning. And so many times, Wendy, I tell Wendy, I said, no, let me stay. She goes, no. And you couldn't fight her. She was taking care of the child that night. Moms that give up time, their personal time, their plans when a child comes into the picture. The humbleness of moms who will go without so their child doesn't. The moms who go without sleep so their children and husband can sleep. Mary, so humble here. You know, to take on this meant she was going to more than likely be ostracized from her village, her people, because she wasn't yet married fully to Joseph. She was betrothed. But if she was a child, then it would look like to the villagers, her friend's family, that she was an adulterous woman. She was so humble, she was willing to sacrifice her character, her name. We see that humbleness in the son that she bore. Humbleness of God the Son in Philippians chapter 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He's God on high. Yahweh, God. One God, three distinct persons who exist simultaneously in perfect harmony. The Father, the Son, the Spirit. There he is on high. And he came and he added human flesh nature to himself. Came as a baby. Dependent as a baby on two people he created to take care of him. Grew up under their authority, honoring them. One moment he's on high, and the next moment he is a poor carpenter's son. Having to deal with everything humans deal with. Made himself of no reputation. He was despised and rejected by the world. Taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men, he came as a man, but he was still fully God, but he humbled himself, became a servant. God sacrificed and became a servant unto us, His own creation. Jesus said, I've not come to be served, but to serve. Coming in the likeness of men and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. What an amazing God we have. What do moms teach us about God? Oh, they teach us a lot. They teach us a lot. One more thing. As women, whether you're a mother or not, you are made in the image of God. And you show aspects of God, or you have the ability. You have the ability to show aspects of God. If you'll seek Him, and you'll let Him be the Lord of your life, and then His best attributes can come through you and into you and through you and out to others, and they can see and understand a little bit better about the God of this universe because of you. Last thing I'd like to share with you is Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? She is far more precious than jewels. Strength and honor are her clothing. She can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Her sons rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women are capable, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. You know, we have a society such as this enamored with looks. Women, you have to be beautiful and you have to look young. Even though you may be 60, you need to look 25. Men, you need to be toned and ripped. And we got these, we're obsessed with looks. Now, you know the Bible says, bodily exercise profits little. You guys know that? If you ever want a reason not to exercise, you got scriptural support. Book of Timothy. I won't tell you. I'll make you look for it. It's the book of Timothy. 1 Timothy. Beauty is fleeting. You see, with men and with women, but today we're looking at women and moms. What's most beautiful about a woman is not her outward appearance. It's the heart that God gave her. And a woman who fears the Lord, that heart will come forth. And we will see God in you. And there's the beauty. That's where beauty really is. Not in the outward. One last little video and I'm done. Go ahead.
It's Mother's Day, a time to celebrate all the wonderful mothers out there, not just for being shining examples of how great a mom can be, but also for being beautiful reflections of who God is. Like God, you've provided for us. You've shown us how much you care from the very beginning. With God, you've guided us, helping us navigate through every decision, big or small. You've been patient with us, helping us grow and learn from the mistakes we made. And like God, you forgive us offering us grace so those mistakes can never define us. You've been present. It sounds so simple, but it's so important just knowing you're there when we need you. And most of all, you've loved us unconditionally as only someone filled with God's love could. So today we thank you, moms, for all of this and so much more. Happy Mother's Day.
Here's my Mother's Day gift to you. We're going to be out early. But we also have some help in the back that's going to come forward. And we have a rose for those who are moms. So if you're a mom, I'd ask you right now just to stand where you are. We won't call on you for anything, so don't worry about it. I'm not going to highlight you. But if you could stand up right now, moms. I'm waiting for my help to come. Here they come. There, we got a few helpers that volunteered to come down and hand some flowers out. So give them to Sam. You guys give them to a flower to the moms. Come here, Sam. You come down here. All right. Yep. All right, you do that side, Samuel. You guys do that side. You. What's his name? Hey, there you go. Yep, go to the side. Come down here. Start with her. Each lady that's standing up, can you give a flower too? And I hope there's not thorns in those. Are there thorns in those? Ouch. Miss Wendy hooked you guys up. Yeah. What happened? Did everybody... Hey, Sarah Jane, come down. Here, you big guy. Sarah Jane, come down here. Get right here in this front row. Thank you. Right there, all those ladies standing. Give me that one. Give me that. I'll put it up here. Oh, I got one of the. Hey, you got two. She got two. If you know what that movie is. Anybody else standing that hasn't received a flower? All right, ladies, thank you. You can maybe be seated, ladies. Who? Miss Wendy? Oh, man, that's right. Miss Wendy's a mom. Let me pray for you, moms. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. We really do. We thank you for the moms that are present here. What they represent. They represent beauty and compassion and love and grace and sacrifice and humbleness to their families. They are teaching their children those beautiful traits. And Lord, thank you for the moms in those families, but also the moms that are part of this church. Because as they are created in your image, they're bringing your image, they're bringing your traits into this body. And I pray to you that it's not just filled with men. That would not be good. But the women bring those beautiful aspects of you into this body and this church. So, Lord, I thank you for the moms, and I ask you to bless them this day. Lord, I ask you to lift up the moms that, unfortunately, in this fallen world, who have lost children. I ask you to help those moms who have had to bury their children. I ask you to bring comfort and remind them, as the Apostle Paul wrote, we do not mourn as those who have no hope. We mourn with hope because we will see our loved ones, our loving children once again. So, Lord, I ask you to be with those moms that have lost children. Or maybe the mom and the children have gone prodigal and are away and they're hurting the mom's heart. Mom's hearts break over those prodigal children. I ask you to comfort them, Lord, and ask them to remind them to continue to bring that child before you in prayer, and that all things are possible with you. And one day that prodigal child will come home. And I pray for the moms whose children are still at home, or maybe they're about to leave home and go out into the world. I just ask you, Lord, to help them fall on you, to trust as their babies take flight and head out of the nest, that they can depend and trust you with their children. Because you are so good and trustworthy. And I just ask you to help all the moms just realize the blessing they have that you've given them to be a mom. How precious it is. And how they are affecting their children's lives in many ways they don't even realize that yet themselves. But Lord, I just thank you for the moms. And I thank you for your scripture that points us to see the truth. And we just praise you this morning. We pray this in the name above every name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Why don't you guys go ahead and stand up? Oh, stretch. We are Team Jesus. We are His church. Your mission today, go celebrate your moms. And let them know, young ones, let them know how much your mom means to you guys. And you tell them that. All right, let's break out here and count to three. One, two, three. Break.